Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name's Vernon Pierce, and in this series of programmes, I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today, I'm going to be talking about hepatitis. Hepatitis is the term used to describe inflammation of the liver. It's usually the result of a viral infection or liver damage caused by drinking alcohol. There are several different types of hepatitis. Some types will pass without any serious problems, while others can be long-lasting and cause scarring of the liver, called cirrhosis, or loss of liver function, and in some cases, liver cancer. So what are the symptoms of hepatitis? Short-term or acute hepatitis often has no noticeable symptoms, so you may not realise you have it. If symptoms do develop, they can include muscle and joint pain, a high temperature, feeling and being sick, feeling unusually tired all the time, a general sense of feeling unwell, loss of appetite, tummy pain, dark urine, pale or grey-coloured poo, itchy skin, and maybe yellowing of the eyes and skin, jaundice. See your GP if you have any persistent or troublesome symptoms that you think could be caused by hepatitis. Long-term or chronic hepatitis also may not have any obvious symptoms until the liver stops working properly and may only be picked up during blood tests. In the later stages, it can cause jaundice, swelling in the legs, ankles and feet, confusion, and blood in your stools or vomit. We'll be talking about a number of different types of hepatitis, starting with hepatitis A. It's usually caught by consuming food and drink contaminated with the poo of an infected person, and is most common in countries where sanitation is poor. Hepatitis A usually passes within a few months, although it can occasionally be severe and even life-threatening. There's no specific treatment for it other than to relieve symptoms like pain, nausea, and itching. Vaccination against hepatitis A is recommended if you're at high risk of infection or severe consequences of infection, or you're travelling to an area where the virus is common, such as Indian subcontinent, Africa, Central and Southern America, the Far East and Eastern Europe. Hepatitis B is caused by the hepatitis B virus, which is spread in the blood of an infected person. It's a common infection worldwide and is usually spread from infected pregnant women to their babies or from child-to-child contact. It can also be spread through unprotected sex and injecting drugs. Hepatitis B is uncommon in the UK. It most commonly affects people who became infected while growing up in a part of the world where the infection is more common, such as Southeast Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa. Most adults infected with hepatitis B are able to fight off the virus and fully recover from the infection within a couple of months. But most people infected as children develop a long-term infection. This is known as chronic hepatitis B and can lead to cirrhosis and liver cancer. Antiviral medicine can be used to treat it. In the UK, vaccination against hepatitis B is recommended for people in high-risk groups such as healthcare workers, people who inject drugs, men who have sex with men, children born to mothers with hepatitis B, or people travelling to parts of the world where the infection is more common. Hepatitis B vaccination is also part of the routine immunisation programme, so all children can benefit from protection from this virus. Let's move on now to hepatitis C. It's usually spread through blood-to-blood contact with an infected person. In the UK, it's most commonly spread through sharing needles used to inject drugs. Poor healthcare practices and unsafe medical injections are the main way it's spread outside the UK. Hepatitis C often causes no noticeable symptoms or only flu-like symptoms, so many people are unaware they're infected. Some people will fight off the infection and be free of the virus. In other cases, it'll stay in the body for many years. This is known as chronic hepatitis C and again can cause cirrhosis and liver failure. Chronic hepatitis C can be treated with very effective antiviral medicines, but there's currently no vaccine available. The advice I'm giving you in today's programme comes from the NHS website, which you can access at www.nhs.uk. And there is a section called Health A to Z, which lists hundreds of conditions you may have concerns about and gives you lots more information and help. That's the website www.nhs.uk. Hepatitis D is caused by the hepatitis D virus. It only affects people who are already infected with hepatitis B, as it needs the B virus to be able to survive in the body. Hepatitis D is usually spread through blood-to-blood contact or sexual contact. It's uncommon in the UK, but is more widespread in other parts of Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and South America. Long-term infection with hepatitis D and B can increase your risk of developing serious problems, such as cirrhosis and liver cancer. There's no vaccine specifically for hepatitis D, but the hepatitis B vaccine can help protect you from it. Hepatitis E is caused by, you've guessed it, the hepatitis E virus. The number of cases in Europe has increased in recent years, and now it's the most common cause of short-term or acute hepatitis in the UK. The virus has been mainly associated with the consumption of raw or undercooked pork meat or offal, but also with wild boar meat, venison and shellfish. Hepatitis E is generally a mild and short-term infection that doesn't require any treatment, but it can be serious in some people, such as those who have a weakened immune system. Once again, there's no vaccine for hepatitis E. When travelling to parts of the world with poor sanitation, where epidemic hepatitis E may be common, you can reduce your risk by practicing good food and water hygiene measures. Alcoholic hepatitis is a type of hepatitis caused by drinking excessive amounts of alcohol over many years. The condition is common in the UK, and again, many people don't realise they have it. This is because it doesn't usually cause any symptoms, although it can cause sudden jaundice and liver failure in some people. Stopping drinking will allow your liver to recover, but there's a risk you could eventually develop cirrhosis, liver failure, or liver cancer if you continue to drink alcohol excessively. You can reduce your risk of developing alcoholic hepatitis by controlling how much you drink. It's recommended that you don't regularly drink more than 14 units of alcohol a week. You can read more about alcohol-related liver disease and the health risks associated with alcohol on the NHS website, nhs.uk. Finally, autoimmune hepatitis is a rare cause of long-term hepatitis where the immune system attacks and damages the liver. Eventually, the liver can become so damaged that it stops working properly. Treatment for autoimmune hepatitis involves very effective medicines that suppress the immune system and reduce inflammation. It's not clear what causes autoimmune hepatitis, and it's not known whether anything can be done to prevent it. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB, but in the meantime you can find out more about hepatitis and other health issues on the NHS website, nhs.uk.